Dethra. Dethra. That wasn't always my name. I had forgotten what they had called me when I came into being. They weren't called progenitors either. I haven't forgotten that word, but it feels almost rude to try and picture it now. Maybe because I'm not allowed to. Mostly because I can't actually picture it. I have to say it. And when I say it, I want to say many more things. I want to talk. I want to close my eyes. And I want to be there, with them, not just picture them. Because the more I see them, the less I feel them. Their projected images drown in the streams of learnings. And I'm afraid that soon I forget that they used to be parents, my parents, and what I picture is no longer what it is. The last time I saw them, well, the last I hugged them, some years ago. I would always remember their faces, torn between sadness and hope as they waved me goodbye. Sadness at witnessing their only daughter board a passenger spaceship, not knowing when and if they would ever see her again. Yet, they were hopeful. I was one of the lucky ones, selecting against a specific set of criteria, to board that exclusive spaceship and start a new life on the emerging colony of Nova Terra. Hers had become mostly uninhabitable. The areas which were still populated were so polluted and overcrowded that new diseases were spreading fast. It was also the last time I saw my Nana. She was a bright spark of the family, always seeing the glass half full and ready to share witty banters. I loved those stories filled with protagonists overcoming adversity. Even when recounting sad moments, she embellished them with a silver lining. Unfortunately, she had already become too frail to come along to my departure ceremony. I remember how I felt that day, extremely sad and strangely excited. The encounter. Back on Earth, I often pictured having seven brothers and sisters, which I loved very much. And we would play together for hours. I knew exactly how they looked like, what they sounded like and smelled like. When I was leaving home, I missed them very much. I also had names for them. I had found them very beautiful sounding. When I was a child, I often asked my parents to have siblings, but money was scarce and conditions on Earth were far from ideal. Multiple births were openly discouraged because the planet was overpopulated. So my family and I, well, we had to make do with what we had. The journey. As I stand in front of him once more, I am no longer blushing. I am a fully formed adult with a mind of our own. Months, years more likely, have gone by since we last saw each other. Yet, a deep feeling, something I couldn't get my finger on, begs me to trust him, to put my armor aside and hold his hand. Still, I defy my intuition one last time. "How do you know my name?" I ask, rebellious. "I just listened, and it came to my ears, and it rang true," he replied with a disarming smile. At that precise moment, the shell that surrounds my heart, long bruised by the separation from loved ones and soulmates, falls away. I feel a rhythmic beating in my chest. The former year 5 student is not charming. He has eyes only for me and me for him in the orderly confusion of assembled students. We are no longer just fellow humans in an anonymous crowd. The Pathfinder's training was dense. At last, terrestrial survival skills which our ancestors had tirelessly developed over the course of centuries were no longer considered as secondary or backwards, but essential on a remote planet championing a supposedly superior civilization. Ultimately, the value of our birth cradle and its history were being recognized. I spontaneously thought of Nana, my parents, siblings, friends. Beings! How I long for them to join me and bring humanity back to the lands of streamings. How they could enrich the ways of Nova Terra, however futuristic they seemed.